Hey team, thanks for submitting your questions in class. I've picked out the main questions that I see as important for your SAC preparation for Unit 4, Area of Study 1, SAC B. So have a listen. This should help with some of the real key areas of knowledge that will help you in being successful on the SAC.
Hi, it's Eliza. Welcome back. Just wondering why sustainable development is a valid concept.
Eliza, sustainable development is valid because at the moment we're relying on finite resources, being fossil fuels, which will eventually run out. If we don't develop sustainably, then we aren't going to be focusing on creating renewable energy sources, and therefore future generations won't have the resources that they need for survival.
Hey guys, it's your boy, KadenFS, 1234. Just wondering how climate change can impact alpine environments such as Mount Buller. Sure.
Caden, that's a really good question, mate. And there's a whole range of impacts up in alpine environments due to climate change. Obviously, it's going to be a lot warmer, which is going to result in less snowfall. If we've got less snowfall, the soil's not going to be as dense, and it's going to change the amount of species that we find living up there. One thing that's already started happening is that weed species like the lantana have started shifting up towards higher altitudes where they weren't previously found because they were often too cold. So if it's warmer, weeds like the lantana are going to start moving up towards the summits of Mount Buller and these other alpine places, which is going to, of course, limit the habitat availability for native species. On top of the weed species, mate, we're talking about things like having less snowfall, which results in less water in our subalpine waterways, which is going to be devastating for the surrounding ecosystems. And of course, if there's less moisture, we've got drier vegetation in areas that are already susceptible to large bushfires.
Hey Tommy, this is Kaelin, and my question is, how does the prom being healthy, how is it important for education? Thanks for that.
Places like the prom are really important for education, KP, for a whole range of reasons. If they weren't to exist or if they weren't to be healthy, people wouldn't be able to go to places like that to learn about the natural world, to learn about our history, and to learn about why it's important that we protect outdoor environments and our native flora and fauna species. Just by going to places like the prom, you can learn a lot from the boards and signs that you see. You can learn a lot from the visitor centres. But then you can even think about tour groups such as Bunyip Tours that take tourist groups there. They teach them all about the environment. And then we've got ourselves to look at as a really good example. If the prom wasn't healthy, so if there's bushfires, if there's a lack of water, groups like we did, we don't get to go out there and do our hikes where we really learn about places like Sealers Cove, Refuge Cove. We learn about the types of the environments that we're moving through. We're visiting and seeing native species, or we're seeing the impacts that weeds or the hog deer are having. By learning through experience, we learn things a lot better. Okay, and if we can't actually go to these places because they're not healthy, then we're not going to get the most education out of it. Therefore, places like the prom are super important for education.
Hey TK, it's Rattles. My question is just wondering why outdoor environments help physical and emotional well-being. Thanks.
Healthy outdoor environments are really important for our physical and emotional well-being, Brad, for a number of reasons. Just think about the fact that over Christmas, when people finally get some time off work and stress and that sort of stuff, they generally go to natural places. So they go to coastal towns or to the rivers or to places like Wilson's Prom, where they can just get away and be around green spaces and be around nature. Scientific studies have proven time and time again that time spent in nature relieves stress, okay, and generally improves our health on both physical and emotional levels. Places like the prom, for example, people love to be able to go there, swim at the beach, go for walks around Mount Oberon, go for walks around Tidal River and Squeaky Beach because it makes them feel better. When we live a life full of stress and it gets built up over time, then our physical health really suffers. So if we're able to go to these places, then we're certainly better off on both of those levels.
Hello, Tommy. It's Blake. Just wondering how climate change would affect Wilson's prom.
Blake, there's sort of two main ways that climate change can affect Wilson's prom. The first being that increased temperatures are going to lead to, obviously, drier vegetation. We know the prom's already had bushfires in recent decades, the biggest being Black Saturday in 2009. So dry vegetation is going to light quite easily. So the likelihood of large, out-of-control bushfires is increased with climate change. The other major impact being sea level rise would lead to a loss of those coastal environments. So think about places like Norman Bay, Sealers Cove, Refuge Cove, Squeaky Beach. If we lose those, that's habitat loss for coastal dwelling species. Think about things like plovers. But then on the society front, places like Out There Outdoors, they use it for their surfing lessons, for their supping and all that sort of stuff. They're going to lose that environment also.